The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the diamond for some exciting spring sports action. And now, here's the diamond voice for the Irish, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you, softball fans, and a happy Memorial Day weekend to you all in Irish Nation, wherever you may reside, whether it be in the Walla Walla Valley, surrounding areas, or perhaps you're joining us by further long distance by way of the Internet. I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to welcome you back to our coverage of the Class 1B State Softball Championships. The DeSales Irish in just a few minutes will be taking on the Warriors of Elmira Cooley Heartline. The bad news for both teams, they are out of the running for the 2026 Class 1B State Softball Championship. The good news is the winner of this contest will advance to a game later this afternoon for an opportunity to play for third place in the tournament. And that wouldn't be too shabby, quite frankly, Irish Nation. Yes, we've won the state title the last 2 years. We came up short in our quest this time around. But when you consider there's just one senior on this year's DeSales team, there is no doubt the future is looking very, very bright for Coach Pat Wall and his Lady Irish. DeSales defeated earlier today in the state semifinals by league rival Liberty Christian. The Patriots victorious in that semifinal game played this morning here at the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima by a final score of 7-4. Meanwhile, Elmira Cooley Heartline bouncing back to get to this game after being stunned yesterday. The third-seeded Warriors victorious over Sunnyside Christian this morning in a loser out contest. So these two teams looking to keep their season alive for one more game, an opportunity to play in the third place game later this afternoon here in Yakima. We will continue from the Gateway Sports Complex after we step aside for a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM. KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. Chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And welcome back to the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima. I'm Roy Elia, set to bring you action in the Class 1B State Softball Championship for 2026, a consolation game pitting the DeSales Irish against the Warriors of Elmira Cooley Heartline. The starting lineup for this upcoming contest, first for the designated guest, the DeSales Irish, as announced by head coach Pat Wall, leading off and playing shortstop will be Teresa Holsinger. Batting second, playing first base, Addie Mason. Rosalind Block will hit third and catch. Lindley Donnelly will bat fourth and play second base. Batting fifth will be Maddie Ortuño. She'll be playing center field. Hitting sixth, starting pitcher, Peyton Benavidez. Myra Rodriguez will hit seventh and play left field. Gretchen Ferraro will play third base and hit eighth. And batting ninth will be the right fielder, Yadira Perez. We will give you the ACH starting lineup after we take another commercial break. This time, we'll step aside for 2 minutes and be right back. You're listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street, Lyons Investment Planning. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again in Yakima at the Gateway Sports Complex, Roy Elias set to bring you a consolation game in the 2026 Class 1B State Softball Championships. The DeSales Irish about to oppose the Elmira Cooley Heartline Warriors. The Warriors starting lineup for this upcoming ball game: Lainey Merrigan will play right field and lead off. Josie Bayless will bat second and play shortstop. Maddie Brink will hit third. She will be in center field. Grace Okamoto, the pitcher, will hit fourth. Batting fifth and catching will be Hannah Brummett. Emma Brummett, the designated player, will bat sixth. Hitting at seventh, Peyton Roberts. She'll be at second base. At third base and hitting eighth will be Savannah Monson. Batting ninth, playing left field, will be Danny Isaac. And in the flex, at first base, will be Mallory Isaac. Those are the starting lineups for both teams. The sales lineup, of course, given to you before the last commercial break. And now we have presented you with the Warriors starting lineup for this upcoming contest here in Yakima. A beautiful sunny day, a beautiful Memorial Day weekend. And yes, 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 would you please take some time this weekend to honor our fallen Warriors. A very, very special group. Very, very special to a very, very special country, the United States of America. We'll be back to Yakima after another two-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house-label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
Listen to Irish Radio on the Internet at kgdcradio.com.
Roy Elia back once again at the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima, set to bring you consolation action in the 2026 Class 1B State Softball Tournament. The DeSales Fighting Irish about to take on the Elmira Cooley Heartline Warriors. And as we look at the tournament bracket, a lot of activity at the Gateway Sports Complex over the last couple of days or so. It all began on Thursday with four loser-out games. Colton took out Muckleshoot Tribal 11-1. Nacelle defeated Quilcene at 12-1. Wilbur Creston Keller 16, Wakiakum 6, and Dayton downed Acosta 6-1. In the quarterfinals played on Friday, Colton surprised Elmira Cooley Heartline, a number 6 seed, downing a number 3 seed, a final count of 8-5. Nacelle, the number 7 seed, defeated Sunnyside Christian by a score of 7-6. Sunnyside Christian came in as the number 2 seed in the tournament. DeSales shut out Wilbur Creston Keller on Friday 13-0. Liberty Christian beat Dayton 11-1. In earlier action today, in the semifinals, Nacelle punched its ticket to this afternoon's championship game by defeating Colton 11-8. And as we noted earlier, the DeSales Irish defeated by Liberty Christian, a final count of 7-4. In consolation activity, Elmira Cooley Heartline kept its season alive by defeating Sunnyside Christian 10-6. And Dayton overwhelming Wilbur Creston Keller 22-0. And that will set up the following matchups. Nacelle and Liberty Christian will play this afternoon for the 1B state championship. DeSales about to take on Elmira Cooley Heartline, and Dayton at the moment is taking on Colton. Now, the winners of the latter contest noted will be playing in the third place contest, a game for third and fourth place. That is scheduled to be at 3 o'clock on field number 4, the championship game between Nacelle and Liberty Christian to be played on field number 3. So after the DeSales, Elmira Cooley Hartline and Dayton and Colton matchups, we'll be able to say, and then there were four teams remaining in this Class 1B state softball tournament for 2026. We'll return to the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima after another commercial break. This time we'll step aside for 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Hi, this is Peter with a message for all you grandpas out there. The shortest way to your grandson's heart is through his tummy. And all little tummies love Whoppers at Burger King. My grandpa takes me and my brothers to Burger King all the time. And we love him for it. You'll find Burger King conveniently located in Walla Walla's Eastgate. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Rod Fazari, you just made my day. That is one of the sweetest, most adorable commercials that has ever aired on any radio or television station. That is for sure. Greatly, greatly appreciated. I wish for it, I hope for it, and it came to fruition. The team captains and the coaches meeting with the umpires to get some final instructions prior to this consolation contest. The DeSales Irish and the Elmira Cooley Heartline Warriors about to do battle. Now, Irish Nation, you may recall last fall, DeSales and Elmira Cooley Heartline got together in the semifinals of the Class B state football playoffs. DeSales won that contest at Blue Devil Stadium on the Walla Walla High School campus on their way to a state 1B championship and an undefeated season of 14-0. Absolutely unbelievable. Aren't we blessed in Walla Walla Catholic Schools or what? State championship football team, the boys basketball team finishing third at state, a state championship golf team with two athletes. You got to be kidding. No, I kid you not. Jake Warwick leading the way. A 149 for 2 days. Liberty Lake near Spokane. Shot a 71 on the final day and took medalist for the second consecutive year. Also want to salute Matt Beck, the other member of the quote-unquote team that claimed the state championship. Absolutely amazing. Two young men, and they win the state title. There have been some tremendous performances by DeSales track and field as well. I understand in speaking with Jason Guest earlier today, there are several athletes that will be advancing to the state championships next weekend, and we wish them very, very well. And also want to send a shout out, another shout out to Kate Dunham, who led the DeSales Irish, of course, to the state championship in 2024, and spent the last two springs playing at Mount Hood Community College. And wouldn't you know, 2 years later, Kate Dunham once again crowned as a champion, this time a Northwest Athletic Conference champion. An exciting championship game last weekend to cap off the 2026 Northwest Athletic Conference softball tournament. Mount Hood defeated perennial power Lower Columbia in that championship game by a final score of 6-5. So our heartiest congratulations to Kate Dunham, a champion once again. Let's set the Elmira Cooley Heartline defense for you. Danny Isaac is in left field. Brink is in center. Bergen is in right. Monson is at third, Bayless at short, Roberts at second, and Mallory Isaac is at first. Hannah Brummett is the starting catcher, and the starting pitcher is Okamoto. And she is set and ready to go, and so is DeSales' leadoff hitter, Teresa Holsinger. And the first pitch of this consolation contest on field number two is high, 1-1, no strikes. And we are underway on this beautiful Saturday afternoon at 1:25. Awaiting the 1-0 pitch. And here it is, and Teresa takes it high for ball two. 2 balls and no strike. The semifinal game earlier today, Teresa Holsinger, a couple of singles and a couple of runs scored against Liberty Christian. Pitch on the way, and it's there for a called strike. And the count is 2-1 on the DeSales shortstop. Holsinger stands in, awaiting the pitch from Okamoto. The right-hander delivers the 2-1 pitch, and it is inside for ball three. 3 balls and one strike. Teresa Holsinger to be followed by Addie Mason and then Roslyn Block here in the top half of the first inning. I'm delighted to have you with us for our Memorial Day weekend coverage here on your home for Irish Radio. The 3-1 pitch, spanked down the right field line. It is a fair ball. Teresa Holsinger around second, on her way to third. And are they going to try to score? They will not. They will hold her up at third. Coach Wall puts up the stop sign. And Teresa Holsinger commences this consolation contest in fine fashion with a ringing triple down the right field line. And that will bring up Addie Mason. A nice at-bat for Teresa Holsinger. Mason stands in, and the first pitch is to the backstop, but not far enough for an advance by Holsinger. Nice hustle on the part of the catcher, Hannah Brummett. 1-1, no strikes. The winner of this game will play at or around 3 o'clock this afternoon for third and fourth place, as the next pitch misses high. Ball two, 2 balls and no strikes. DeSales Irish 21-8 coming into this ball game. Pitch on the way. That one is high. Ball three. 3 balls and no strikes. Irish 7-2 in the postseason. And here is the 3-0 pitch by Okamoto. And it's high. Ball four. A nice at-bat for Addie Mason. Nice discipline. And she advances to first, and that will bring up Roslyn Block. Roslyn Block, the hitter. She is the DeSales catcher. Okamoto up on the slab. Runners at the corners with nobody out. And Block squares around a bunt, pulls the bat back. And here's a throw to second, and going in standing up is Addie Mason. A steal for Addie Mason. Now two runners in scoring position with nobody out. We're in the top of the first inning. At the moment, we are scoreless in Yakima. Okamoto nods okay. And the 1-0 pitch on the way. And Block takes a strike. And the count is even at a ball and a strike. Semi-final game, Roslyn Block. Boy, did she have a game. 3-for-4. 3 singles. In that semifinal contest. And she lifts a little looper out in the shallow right field. The ball is dropped by the second baseman, Roberts. Coming in to score is Holsinger. And around to second is Block. And advancing to third is Mason. The ball just out of the reach of Roberts. And Holsinger comes in to score. And that was not a real easy play. Looked like she was there in good shape with the ball going off of her glove. That little looper out into shallow right field. In the event, the Irish take an early 1-0 lead. Lindley Donnelly steps up to the plate. Runners at second and third, and the pitch takes it into the glove, takes it high. 1-1, no strikes. Irish 1, ACH, no score. ACH not yet to bat. And the pitch to Donnelly, a good cut, and she fouls it back to the screen. And the count is even at a ball and a strike. 1-1 on Donnelly. Okamoto, the 1-1 pitch on the way. And it misses. Ball two, two balls and one strike. Matty Ortuño is on deck. Two balls, one strike. Lindley Donnelly. And the pitch. There for a strike, and it's 2-2. The count now all square to two balls and two strikes. Mason at third, block at second, nobody out, a run in, and Donnelly hits it to the left side, taken by the third baseman Monson. Her throw to first in time, throw home, not in time, and a run scores. Donnelly, an RBI ground out, or did they rule that the throw was high and got the first baseman off the bag? I think that's exactly what they're ruling. Donnelly is still at first base. You know, some hesitation on the part of the umpires, and now the umpire is going to have a discussion. And they rule that Donnelly is out. 5-3, an RBI for Donnelly, and the Irish lead by a score of 2-0. Block to third. And the first pitch to Ortuño. Foul back to the screen. And it's 0-1. So Teresa Holsinger starts things with a leadoff triple to right. Mason walks. Then a little looper in a shallow right by block off the glove of the second baseman. Pitch on the way. The 0-1 is bunted at near side, and it is a foul ball. 0-2. And with runners at second and third, Donnelly grounding out to third base. Throw to third by Monson. Got her at first. Mallory Isaacs throw home. Not in time to get Mason. And block advanced to third on the play. 0-2 pitch. And the ball gets away from the catcher, Hannah Brummett. In to score is Block. And the Irish now lead by a score of 3-0. 3-0 to Sales. One out, nobody on here in the top half of the first inning. A one ball, two strike count on Ortuño. And the pitch, it's low. Ball two, two balls and two strikes. Waiting on deck, Peyton Benavidez. 2-2. Here's the pitch on the way by Okamoto. And it's low, ball three, three balls and two strikes. Nice at-bat on the part of Ortuño. Three balls, two strikes. Three runs in here in the top half of the first inning. And the pitch on the way, and it's out of the zone, ball four. Another good at-bat, this one by Ortuño. And that'll bring up Peyton Benavidez. Peyton, a left-handed hitter, hoping to add to DeSales' good fortune here in the top half of the first inning. And the winner of this game will play for third and fourth place later on today. Game will be played on field four here at the Gateway Sports Complex. Here's the pitch. Squares around the bunt, takes the bat back, throw down to second, and a steal by Ortuño. Ortuño with the steal and the pitch high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. 1-0 is the count on Benavidez. Myra Rodriguez is on deck. Corners in defensively for the Warriors, and the pitch high. Ball two, two balls and no strikes. I want to send out our best wishes to the DeSales baseball team playing this afternoon against Elmira Cooley Heartline in the 1B state baseball quarterfinals. 2-0 pitch is a called strike. It's 2-1. And the 2-1 pitch on the way. Okamoto, it's fouled back to the screen. That evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Middle of the infield, playing it about halfway for Benavidez. Outfield straight away. And the 2-2 pitch on the way is nubbed to the right side. Runner going to advance to third. Nice play on the part of Okamoto to get Benavidez at first base. Nice hustle on her part. Going down to third is Ortuño. So Benavidez, with that little number, is able to advance Ortuño to third. Two ladies gone here in the top half of the first inning. And Myra Rodriguez steps up to the plate. And the pitch is outside. Ball one, 1 ball and no strikes. Myra went 0-for-3 in the semifinal game this morning against Liberty Christian. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And she gets a piece of it. Grounds it foul. Third base way. Ball handled beautifully by Coach Wall. Coaching down at third, Becky Tompkins. Coaching at first. 1 ball, 1 strike is the count on Myra Rodriguez. Okamoto's pitch on the way. That's high. Ball two. 2 balls and 1 strike. Another great athletic year winding down for Walla Walla Catholic Schools. 2-1 pitch on the way. That one is taken. It gets away from the catcher, Brummett. Coming in to score is Ortuño. The Irish lead by a score of 4-0. The count, 3 balls and 1 strike on Rodriguez. 2 outs, nobody on. 4 runs in for the Irish here in the top of the first. And the pitch, the 3-1 is taken for a called second. It's 3-2. Should Rodriguez reach, Gretchen Ferraro would be next. And the payoff pitch on the way, the 3-2, is fouled back to the screen. Rodriguez had a nice cut, fouls it back, and it's still 3-2. Nice contingent of Warrior and Irish fans in attendance this afternoon. Generally, great, great crowds. This weekend as Rodriguez grounds the ball to the right side. And the throw to first in time. Roberts gobbling the ball up and throwing to Mallory Isaac for the 4-3 putout. A good inning for the Irish. They score 4 in the top of the first. 4 runs on a couple of hits. And no runners were left stranded. After a half inning, DeSales 4. Elmira Cooley Hartline coming to bat. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
There's plenty of hardware to be found at L&G Ranch Supply True Value, but you'll also find premium dog food from Science Diet and Diamond Natural at L&G. Plus, the finest livestock feed is flying off the shelves at L&G. Payback Feed from CHS provides the consistency, safety, and assurance you need for your livestock. And as a Wilbur Ellis outlet, L&G Ranch Supply also carries the finest crop protection and plant nutrition products available. L&G Ranch Supply True Value, 2930 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Bottom of the first inning here in Yakima. DeSales with a early 4-0 lead. And the first pitch by Peyton Benavidez to the Warriors leadoff hitter, Lainey Bergen, is fouled back to the right side and over the first base dugout, 0-1. And the 0-1 pitch on the way. And that misses ball one, 1 ball and 1 strike. Bergen to be followed by Bayless, and then Brink here in the bottom of the first. 4-0 to Sales. Pitch on the way. Loop to the right side and secured by the first baseman, Mason. One out. Soft liner to first. One up and one down. Stepping up now is Josie Bayless, the Warriors' shortstop. Wears number 11 on that handsome gray jersey. Warriors dressed in that gray jerseys, black pants, white lettering, red trim. Handsome uniforms, to say the least. First pitch swung on and missed, and the count is 0-1. Corners in defensively for the Irish. Routine depth up the middle. And that pitch misses, the 0-1. Misses down low, ball one, one ball and one strike. And the 1-1 on the way by Benavidez. His check swing, foul back to the screen. And the count is 1-2 on Josie Bayless. Outfield straight away for Bayless. Rodriguez in left, Ortuño in center, and Perez in right. The 1-2 pitch. Up in front of the plate, taken by Benavidez. Throw to first is just in time, two down. Nice play by Benavidez, pouncing on that little trickler in front of home plate. And her throw to first on the money to Addie Mason for out number two. That'll bring up Maddie Brink, the center fielder for the Warriors. And the pitch is not there. Ball one, one ball and no strikes. Ferraro at third, Holsinger at short, Donnelly is at second, Mason at first. And the next delivery is popped up on the right side near the first baseline, making a two-handed grab. Is Benavidez about halfway up that first baseline and side retired. A very, very good inning for Benavidez and the Irish. And after one inning of play, as the Warriors go nothing across, the Sales 4. Elmira Cooley Hartline, no score, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha,
LLC. Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FMs.
First delivery to Gretchen Ferraro, leading off the top half of the second inning, a called strike over the inside corner. And the next pitch by Okamoto. This is high and outside, ball one, one ball and one strike. Gretchen Ferraro to be followed by Yadira Perez, and then back to the top of the order for Teresa Holsinger. 4-0 to Sales. We're in the top half of the second inning. Pitch on the way is fouled back and out of play. Off to the right side, and the count is 1-2. A ball and two strikes. On Gretchen Ferraro. 1-2 on its way from Okamoto. And it's low and in the dirt. Ball two, two balls and two strikes. I think of the Ferraro name, I think of Steve Ferraro. I think of Jim Ferraro. I think of Mark Ferraro. Just to name a few. 2-2 pitch. That swung on and missed. Strike three. First strikeout in the game for Okamoto. And that will bring up Yadira Perez, the DeSales right fielder. Yadira went 0-2 in the semifinal game earlier today. She struck out twice in that ball game, and the first pitch to her is swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. No balls and one strike on Perez. One out, nobody on. We're in the top of the second inning. DeSales 4, Elmira Cooley Hartline, no score. Next delivery is low, ball one, one ball and one strike. 1-1 on Perez. Left-handed hitter, right-handed pitcher. Okamoto's delivery, the 1-1, is foul tipped into the glove of catcher Hannah Rummett. And the count is now 1-2 on Yadira Perez. Warmth and more warmth here in Yakima as the next pitch is waved at and missed for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Okamoto here in the second. Back to the top of the order for Teresa Holsinger. She led off the ball game with a triple down the right field line and scored. Later in the frame, scored on the blooper off the bat of Block. And the first pitch to Teresa is a ball, 1-0. Okamoto, her 1-0 pitch to Teresa Holsinger. Bounce to the left side, taken by the shortstop Bayless, and her throw to first gets away, and here is Holsinger on her way to second, and she will be held up there. So a runner in scoring position with two out. I'm guessing that'll be an error on Bayless, and good hustle on the part of Teresa Holsinger. Here's Addie Mason, who walked and scored in the first inning. The pitch, just a little high, ball one, one ball and no strikes. 1-0 is the count. Irish is the designated guest occupying the first base dugout. Among those in the dugout, Father Curtis Seidel, sporting an Irish baseball cap, along with his usual garb. Next pitch misses, ball two, two balls and no strikes. Holsinger advancing to third. Stealing third. The next delivery, a called strike, and it's 2-1. Holsinger taking advantage of the deliberateness of Okamoto as the next pitch is hit high and deep to right. But there, Johnny on the spot is Bergen to make the catch, and the Irish are denied here in the second inning. No runs, no hits, an error, and one runner was left on base. After an inning and a half, DeSales 4. Elmira Cooley Hartline no score, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
To the bottom half of the second inning here in Yakima, the Gateway Sports Complex, Field 2. I'm Roy Elia, bringing you consolation action in the Class 1B State Softball Tournament for 2026. And Benavidez brushes back. Warriors leadoff hitter in the inning, Okamoto. One ball, no strikes. Okamoto leaning back on that inside pitch by Benavidez. And the next delivery misses, ball two, two balls and no strikes. Wonder how much these teams have left in the tank. Been a long weekend. Next delivery, high ball three, three balls and no strikes. 3-0 is the count on Okamoto. She's to be followed by Hannah Brummett and Emma Brummett. And the next delivery is popped up right side. The ball cut by Mason. And that is four in a row retired by Benavidez. One out. They green-lighted Okamoto, and the result, a good one for the Irish. Here's Hannah Brummett. The pitch by Benavidez. Misses, one ball, no strikes. A lot of excitement this weekend. The 1A and 2B softball championships going on here. As the next pitch misses, ball two, two balls and no strikes. We know that Freeman is in the championship game of the 2B tournament as the next pitch is popped up right side and taken with the glove hand by Mason. Two down. And that'll bring up the designated player, Emma Brummett. Brummett stands in with two outs and nobody on here in the last half of the second inning. DeSales four. Elmira Cooley Hartline, no score. And the pitch. It's low. One ball, no strikes. Before you know it, it'll be time for the fall season. We'll be thinking football. We'll be thinking volleyball. 1-0 pitch. Hit in the air to right field, into the gap, and there to make the grab going to her left is Ortuño. A fine, fine grab by the DeSales center fielder in the right center gap. And side retired. Three up and three down again for the Warriors. After two innings of play, DeSales four, Elmira Cooley Hartline, no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
To the third inning of this consolation game, Roy Elia reporting from the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima. Rosalind Block to lead off things for the DeSales Irish here in the top of the third. And she takes the first delivery from Okamoto for a ball. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch on the way, the 1-0, is taken for a strike, and it's 1-1. Block, a little blooper, right side of the infield. The ball off the glove of Roberts and on the play, Teresa Holsinger scored. That sequence occurring in the first inning. Next delivery, Block fouls it to the left side. And it's 1-2. Hits it foul and on a bounce, it hits the fencing to our left. We again are at field level as we were for the semifinal game this morning. We were on field three this morning. Right now we're on field two as Block grounds the ball foul. down the left field line. And it remains 1-2 on Roslyn Block, to be followed by second baseman Lindley Donnelly, center fielder Matty Ortuño. 1-2 is the count. Here is the pitch, the 1-2. And it's popped up, back and out of play. Still 1-2 on Roslyn Block, Sales catcher. Akimoto peers in. The 1-2 pitch, that misses high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeSales, 4 runs in the first. That's where we stand here in the top of the third. 4-0 Irish. 2-2 pitch on the way. And Block sends one to left field. Coming in on the ball and making the two-handed catch is Danny Isaac. One out. Pretty good contact. And a nice job by Danny Isaac. Coming in maybe a handful of strides. Reaching up and making the two-handed catch. That'll bring up Lindley Donnelly. RBI ground out to third in the first inning. And the pitch, and she lines one into right center field for a base hit. Good, hard hit on the part of Donnelly. And Donnelly is aboard with that smash into the right center alley. And that'll bring up Matty Ortuño. Ortuño walked and scored in the first. Scored on a pass ball. Komodo, pitch on the way, squares to bunt, pulls the bat back, and takes the first pitch out of the strike zone. 1 ball, no strikes. Sales 4, Elmira Cooley Hartline, no score. 1 on, 1 out in the top of the third inning. The pitch, it's a called strike. The count is 1-1. 1-1 the count on Matty Ortuño, the only senior on this year's DeSales Ball Club. And the 1-1 pitch on its way. Squares to bunt and misses. The count is 1-2. Ortuño recorded a stolen base during that 4-run first inning. And here's the 1-2 pitch. Takes it inside, throw to first, is not in time. They were looking to get Donnelly, and they weren't quite able to pull it off. Hannah Brummett throwing to Mallory Isaac at first, and Donnelly just did get back in time. 2-2 is the count on Ortuño. And the 2-2 pitch on the way, hit into left field, a base hit just past the third baseman, Monson, and that will put runners at first and second with only one out. Donnelly to second, taking her place at first. After collecting a hard single into left, Matty Ortuño. And that'll bring up Peyton Benavides, an opportunity to help her cause. She has been perfect in the circle. 6 batters faced. 6 retired. Pitch to Peyton is a strike. 0-1. Peyton bounced back to the pitcher in the first inning. Akimoto. Pitch on the way. The 0-1. Hit to the left side. And gloved very, very well by the shortstop Bayless going to her right. And she gets the force out at third base. Did they get a force at second as well? They most certainly did. Ortuño is out at second. Very, very good play on the part of Elmira Cooley Heartline Warriors. And the DeSales threat comes to an end. After 2.5 innings of play, DeSales 4, Elmira Cooley Heartline no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again at the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima. I'm Roy Elia. That last sequence to end the top of the third inning, my apologies. I was focused so much on third base where a force out was recorded. I was putting the information down on my scorebook. I look up, and suddenly there's an out at second base as well to end the inning. First pitch to Peyton Roberts, swung on and missed. And the second, waved at and missed, and the count is 0-2. Peyton Benavidez in the circle for the Irish. 0-2 pitch on the way. That just missed ball one, 1-2. Peyton Roberts to be followed by Savannah Monson, and then Danny Isaac here in the Warriors' third. The Sales 4, ACH no score. Next delivery is foul tipped at the plate. Roberts just does stay alive, and the count holds at 1-2. One and two on Peyton Roberts. Playing second base this afternoon. And the next pitch waved at and missed for strike three. First strikeout in the game for Benavidez. And that'll bring up the third baseman, Savannah Monson. Seven up, seven down. Thus far for Benavidez. And the first pitch high to Monson. 1-0. And the next delivery, the 1-0, is swung on and missed, and the count is 1-1. 4-0 to Sales. One out, nobody on here in the last half of the third. And the pitch on the way, the 1-1, is right there for a strike, and it's 1-2. Ferraro even with a bag at third. Mason even with a bag at first. 1-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Ball dropped by the catcher block. Throw to first in time. Two down. Oh, are they going to say obstruction? They are going to rule obstruction as Block attempted to field that ball. She collided with Monson. And they're going to rule that she is safe because of obstruction on the part of Block. A tough break for the Irish. That'll bring up Danny Isaac, the Warriors' left fielder. Warriors with their first base runner of the ball game. And the first delivery is popped up. Shallow center field, in on the ball, and making the catch is Ortuño for the second out. Back to the top of the order. Laney Bergen hit a soft liner to first, leading off the first inning for the Warriors. Monson at first. Two out. And the pitch. There for a strike, and it's 0-1. Josie Valis would be next. Bergen can reach. And the next pitch. Cut on and missed, and it's 0-2. And the 0-2 pitch on the way from the left-hander is hit back up the middle, and it's going to get into center field for a base hit. the first hit of the game for the Warriors. And the Warriors with two on, with two out here in the last half of the third. Stepping up to the plate will be Josie Bayless. She bounced back to Benavidez in the first inning. 4-0 to Sales. Two on, two out. And the pitch bounced, chopped to the right side, foul. That's 0-1. The Sales softball, what a run they have had. Pitch on the way, the 0-1 is fouled back to the screen, and it's 0-2. Think about it, folks. With a lot of underclassmen, back-to-back state championships, with one senior on this year's roster, the team with an opportunity to take home a trophy. But first things first, they got to win this game to get into the third and fourth place game, as Benavidez narrowly misses with the 0-2 pitch. Bayless taking it, and it's 1-2. And 1-2 pitch on the way, and that is popped up back to the screen. Still 1-2. Irish, a lot of success under former head coach Russ Vera, assisted by Louie Murray. 1-2 pitch on the way, and that's bounced to the left side, taken by the third baseman Ferraro. She steps on the bag, and the inning is over. A threat by the Warriors yields no runs. There was a hit, and a couple of runners were left on base. After three innings of play, DeSales 4, Elmira Cooley Heartline no score. We'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS 2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467, for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Ira Rodriguez to lead off the top half of the fourth inning for the DeSales Irish, who lead Elmira Cooley Heartline 4-0 in this consolation game of the Class 1B State Softball Championships. Roy Elia welcoming you back to the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima. First delivery is swung on and foul tipped into the glove of Hannah Brummett, the count 0-1. Noted earlier that the Irish had a lot of success prior to the Pat Wall era. Compliments of one Russ Vera as the next pitch is fouled away and to the right. Backing out of play, and it's 0-2. Russ Vera hanging it up after 18 seasons as a head softball coach. Most recently with the Mack High Pioneers down in Milton Freewater, Oregon. 0-2 pitch, and that's low to the backstop. 1-2. It's a tough year for the Lady Pioneers this year, losing their starting pitcher, shortstop, Addie Leonetti. But they did end the season on a positive note with a sweep of Umatilla this Monday past. Next delivery is foul tipped at the plate, and the count remains 1-2 on Rodriguez. Russ Vera will be missed in the softball circles, no question about it. 18 years as a head coach. 1-2 pitch on the way. It's bounced to the left side, taken by the third baseman Monson. Her throw to first in time. One out. Good play by Monson. And stepping up to the plate will be Gretchen Ferraro. She struck out leading off the second inning. Irish leading 4-0. Some early fireworks. Things have been a little quiet since then for both teams offensively, even though ACH did rally in the bottom of the third, had a couple of runners on with two out, but were unable to take advantage. First pitch is a ball to Ferraro. Next pitch as he squares around a bunt, pulls the bat back and takes it low for ball two, two balls and no strikes. Yadira Perez is on deck for the Irish, wearing white jerseys today. Red lettering, red, make that green, colorblind for just a brief second. Green lettering, green numbers, and a hint of green trim. The 2-0 pitch, a called strike, it's 2-1. Pitch on the way, and Ferraro again squaring around a bunt, pulls the bat back, takes the pitch from Okamoto high for ball three, three balls and one strike. 3-1 is the count on Ferraro. Pitch on the way. And it's a called strike, 3-2. Noted Mark Ferraro earlier, the 1982 graduate of DeSales, along with the great Brian Richard. What an athlete he was. 3-2 pitch on the way is belted in the left field. That is a base hit for Ferraro. A wide turn at first. She will go back to first base. A solid hit to left by Gretchen Ferraro. Gretchen, a one-out single, and that will bring up Perez. Yadira struck out in the second inning. Teresa Holsinger moves into the on-deck circle. The pitch on the way, and Perez looking to bunt. There's an out there and a throw to first. The ball is dropped by Mallory Isaac. An attempted bunt by Perez. Got it in the air just a bit. The ball caught by the catcher, Hannah Brummett. Throw to first to try to double off Gretchen Ferraro. Goes off the glove of Mallory Isaac. There are two out in the inning. Here's Teresa Holtzinger. And the pitch, that's low, ball one, one ball and no strikes. 1-0 is the count on Holsinger in her third year of varsity softball. Here's the pitch, it's high. Throw back to first, not in time. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 on Teresa Holsinger. Eddie Mason would be next. 2-0 pitch, and that's hit well to right field. That'll get down for a base hit. Ferraro on her way to third. The ball gets by the right fielder, Berrigan. And coming around to score is Ferraro. Around to third is Holsinger. And Holsinger now in a pickle between third and home. The throw goes home. Throw back to third. And Holsinger going to beat everybody to home plate. As the throw gets away down the third base line, they had her in the pickle. They had her dead to rights, but the last throw in the pickle, the throw by Bayless, the shortstop, goes awry, and Holsinger comes in to score to make it 6-0 in favor of DeSales. So a single for Holsinger, an error on Bergen, and then a throwing error on Bayless. Two errors on the play. And the pitch to Mason is a ball. One ball, no strikes. Single for Holsinger. Ferraro goes around to third. Scores on the error by the right fielder. Holsinger goes around to third and then scores on the throwing error by Bayless. 1-0 pitch, a called strike, and it's 1-1. 6-0 to Sales. Two out, nobody on here in the top half of the fourth inning. And the pitch on the way, it's bounced to the left side, foul. Bobbled a bit by Pat Wall, but he is able to recover it before Munson pounced on it near the third base bag. And the count is 1-2. And the 1-2 pitch on the way. Hit in the air to right field. Coming into the ball and making the catch is Bergen. Going a bit to her right to make that catch and side retire. The Irish score a couple of times on a couple of hits. There were a couple of errors and no runners were left stranded. After 3.5 innings of play, DeSale 6. Now Myra Cooley Heartline, no score. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM. KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
To the bottom of the fourth inning here at the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima, Roy Elia. Coin a phrase from the late, great Rush Limbaugh, having more fun than a human being should be allowed to have. The Sales leading, Elmira Cooley Heartline, 6-0. And the first pitch to the leadoff hitter Brink is a called strike, and the count is 0-1. Peyton Benavidez, a one-hitter through three innings, delivers a ball. The count is even at 1-1. Six runs, six hits, one error for DeSale. Next pitch is fouled back to the screen, and it's 1-2. No runs, one hit, and three errors for ACH. 1-2 is the count on Brink. And the pitch on the way by Benavidez is popped up, back and out of play. Still 1-2. State championship softball winding down. 1-2 pitch on the way, and that is fouled to the right side and out of play. Still 1-2. Still 1-2 on Brink. A nice little battle between Brink and Benavidez here to lead off the bottom of the fourth inning. Peyton's 1-2 pitch on the way. Hit to the left side. Backhanded by Holsinger. Strong throw to first. Just in time. One out. Poise and composure personified by Teresa Holsinger. Backhanding the ball, fairly deep in the six hole, and a strong throw to Mason to get the hustling break. One out. And here is Okamoto, who popped a first in the second. The pitch is swung on and missed, 0-1. 0-1 on Grace Okamoto. Warriors starting pitcher. Pitch, that's high. Off the glove of Block into the backstop. One ball and one strike. It continues to get warmer and warmer here in Yakima. The next pitch inside, ball two, two balls and one strike. You heard a chin music? That was Bill music. That one buzzing in near the bill of the helmet, worn by Akimoto. The 2-1 pitch misses. Ball three, 3-1. 6-0 to Sales. One out, nobody on. We're in the last half of the fourth inning. The winner of this game to play for third and fourth place a little later on this afternoon. And the 3-1 pitch is lined into right field, out of the reach of Donnelly. A base hit. Akimoto, well done. Second hit of the game for the Warriors. That'll bring up Hannah Brummett, who popped to first in the second inning. And the pitch by Benavidez is a strike, 0-1. No balls and one strike. Number 23, Hannah Brummett. And the pitch hits the helmet. She will go to first base after being hit by a pitch. So the Warriors with runners at first and second and one out. Next hitter is going to be Emma Brummett. Flew out to center field to end the last half of the second inning. Time is called and out to the circle. Assistant coach Becky Tompkins to talk things over with the DeSales infielders, including the battery, Benavidez, and Block. A courtesy runner into the ball game for ACH. ACH with a courtesy runner at first. Sadie Whitaker is the courtesy runner. And the pitch. High and inside. 1-0. Emma Brummett is the hitter. Runners at first and second. One out. We're in the last half of the fourth inning. DeSales leading. ACH 6-0. And the pitch. Jammed her. Pitch in on the hands. And it's fought off and fouled off by Brummett. And the count is even at 1-1. Bit of a breeze coming up, blowing out toward left field, making things a bit more tolerable here at the ballpark. The next pitch finds the mark, and the count is 1-2. A called second to Hannah Brummett. Takes a practice cut before she steps back into the right-handed batter's box. Benavidez, 1-2 pitch. It's a little low, ball two, 2-2. Akimoto is at first. Courtesy runner is at first. Akimoto is at second, I beg your pardon. Next pitch, not there, ball three, and the count runs full, 3-2. Peyton Roberts is on deck. A full count on Emma Brummett. Benavidez into the line in her payoff pitch. And that's low ball four, and the bases are loaded. Benavidez and the Irish in a little bit of hot water here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Irish leading 6-0, but the Warriors now have the bases loaded. And Peyton Roberts will be the batter. The runners, Akimoto is at third. Whitaker is at second. And at first, Emma Brummett. Roberts the hitter. Benavidez, the pitcher. And the first delivery is there for a strike, 0-1. That's more like it. Roberts, a right-handed hitter. 0-1 pitch from Benavidez, foul back to the screen. And Benavidez with things her way, 0-2. The last at-bat leading off the third. Roberts got down on the count 0-2. Got it to 1-2 before striking out swinging. And the pitch on the way. Strike 3 called. 2 down. Good morning. Good afternoon. And good night. And that is 2 strikeouts in the game for Benavidez, both at the expense of Roberts. And here is Monson, who reached base due to obstruction her last time up. She takes a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. See if Benavidez can dig down deep, get out of this mess. This pitch is swung on and missed, and the count is 1-1. Bases loaded, 2 out. Outfield straight away, and the pitch. The 1-1 is high, ball 2, 2 balls and 1 strike. The center fielder, Ortuño, shaded just a bit into right center. 2-1 pitch on the way, and it's a called strike, and the count is 2-2. Time to seal the deal right here. Bases loaded, 2 out. Bottom of the 4th inning. DeSales 6. Myra Cooley Hartline, no score. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed for strike 3. Big strikeouts for Benavidez. And the Irish are out of trouble. ACH is denied. They leave the bases loaded. No runs. A hit. Bases left loaded. After 4 innings of play, DeSales 6. Now Myra Cooley Hartline, no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
To the top half of the 5th inning here in Yakima, I'm Roy Elia. Roslyn Block leading off for the Irish, who leads 6-0. 1 bouncer hit to the left side, taken by Monson, and her throw to first in time. On the second pitch of the top half of the 5th inning, Block is out 5-3. And that'll bring up Lindley Donnelly. An update from Elmira Cooley Hartline, the DeSales baseball team in the top of the 4th inning, trailing the Warriors 5-2. Of course, the winner of that game will move on to the state semifinals next weekend. And if somehow, someway, the Irish come from behind, yes, your home for Irish radio will be there with the DeSales baseball team. Here's the pitch. It's inside to Lindley Donnelly. Donnelly is 1-for-2 in the game. Singled in the third. Out 5-3 in the first. That was good for an RBI as she fouls the next pitch out of play to the right side. The count is a ball and a strike. Irish baseball team, of course, playing for the state championship last year. Beat ACH in the semifinals before bowing to Liberty Christian in the championship game. Donnelly lines a single to left field. One out, single to left for Donnelly. and there was no doubt about it. Her second hit of the game. Let's see. Second hit of the game. And her fifth hit of the weekend. Ortuño fouls the first pitch off from Okamoto. It's 0-1. Lindley Donnelly has had herself a nice weekend offensively. And the Irish at the moment looking good in this game, leading 6-0. One on, one out for the top of the fifth inning. 0-1-2, Ortuño is bunted in front of the plate. A fair ball. The throw to first is high. And going all the way around to third is Donnelly. And they rule that Ortuño is safe, and nobody is covering second base. And Ortuño will take second base alertly. Amazing base running by the Irish. Nobody covering second. Assistant coach Becky Tompkins saying, go, go, go. And Ortuño did just that. But now time is called, and the umpire is going to have a discussion. Are they going to rule that time was called before the advance by Ortuño? Umpire is still talking things over. And after review, the sequence will stand. Runners at second and third with one out. And here is Peyton Benavidez with runners at second and third. And only one out. 6-0 to Sales. Here's the pitch. And she'll pop it up left side. And it will bounce just to the right of the third base dugout. 0-1. Donnelly at third. Ortuño is at second. Pitch by Okamoto is lifted in the air down the left field line. Foul. And it's 0-2. No balls and two strikes on Peyton Benavidez. Corners in defensively. Tight, tighter, and tightest as the next pitch is popped up on the right side of the infield. And making, or trying to make a basket catch is Roberts. She is not successful. And coming in to score is Donnelly. And down to third goes Ortuño. Break for the Irish and another run for the Irish, who now lead 7-0. Tough, tough break there for ACH. And here is Myra Rodriguez with runners at the corners. The pitch, and she fouls it back, 0-1. It's on the top of the screen. Bounces behind the plate. It's taken by the catcher, Hannah Brummett. It's 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch by Okamoto. Take it a little high. Throw back to third. Not in time. Going down to second on the play is Benavidez. One ball, one strike. More alert base running by the Irish. Leads 7-0. Two on, one out here in the top of the fifth. And the pitch by Okamoto. Foul tipped at the plate. And it's 1-2. Rodriguez is 0-2, grounded to second in the first inning. And in the fourth inning, she led off, grounding the third. 1-2. Pitch on the way. And she'll lift the ball in the air into left center field. The ball is caught by Brink. Tagging up and heading home is Ortuño. A sacrifice fly for Rodriguez, and the Irish lead 8-0.
Third baseman, Gretchen Ferraro.
Nice at bat by Rodriguez. Produces a run. That'll bring up Gretchen Ferraro. Benavidez still at second, now with two out. And the pitch to Ferraro is inside. One ball, no strikes. Gretchen struck out, leading off the second. Singled and scored in the fourth. 8-0 to Sales in the pitch. That's fouled back and out of play. 1-1. Gretchen Ferraro. Wind's starting to pick up a bit here at the Gateway Sports Complex. Considering some of the heat that we have experienced, the breeze is most welcome. The pitch, it's fouled back behind the plate, back on the ball, and making a beautiful basket catch with some outstanding hustle is Hannah Brummett. A foul out. Ferraro fouls out to the catcher, and what a play that was by Brummett. Beautifully done. Side retired. Irish settle for two here in the top half of the fifth inning. They will take an 8-0 lead into the bottom of the fifth. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The mail's here, Aaron.
Anything for me?
Something from Uncle John and Aunt Becky.
Oh, yes!
What is it, Peter?
Some burger bucks.
Oh, awesome, dude. Now we can take Grandpa Sam out for his favorite lunch, Peter. Whoppers at Burger King. Won't that be fun?
Burger Bucks are as good as cash at your local Burger King, 1748 Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla. Locally owned and operated by the Mason family.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
I said it before and I'll say it again. That ad will never, ever get old. Welcome back to the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima. I'm Roy Elia. The Sales Irish 8. Elmira Cooley Hartline, no score. We're a couple of pitches into the last half of the fifth inning. Danny Isaac taking a ball and then swinging and missing at the next pitch from Benavidez. 1-1 on the way. Just a tad high. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. Danny Isaac, the leadoff hitter, the number 9 hitter. She's out in left field for the Warriors defensively. And the next pitch to the backstop. And the count is now 3-1 on Danny Isaac. DeSales 8. Elmira Cooley Hartline, no score. We have just begun the last half of the fifth inning. This consolation game. She's turned loose 3-1 and lifts a shallow fly out in the right field. And there to make the two-handed catch is Lindley Donnelly. One out. Back to the top of the order for Lainey Bergen. She is 1-for-2, a soft liner to first in the first. And she singled to center in the third. And the pitch, line back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Nice contact on the part of Lainey. Her second hit of the ball game, the third of the contest for the Warriors. And that'll bring up Josie Bayless, who is 0-for-2. Back to the circle in the first. Reached on a fielder's choice in the third. 8-0 to Sales. One on, one out here in the last of the fifth. And the pitch is lined in the left field. That's a base hit. Up with the ball is Rodriguez. Gets it to the cutoff. Teresa Holsinger. And just like that, a couple of runners on for ACH with only one out. Bergen goes to second on the play. Stepping up now is Maddie Brink. She is 0-for-2. Grounded to short her last time up. That leading off the top half, or make that the bottom half of the fourth inning, I should say. And the first pitch to her is a ball, 1-0. Benavidez, her 1-0 pitch. It's bounced to the left side. Coming in on the ball is Ferraro. Soft toss across is not in time. Good hustle on the part of Brink. And the bases are loaded with only one out. So an infield hit for Brink. And that brings up Okamoto. Benavidez pitch. Not there. One ball, no strikes. For the second consecutive inning, the Warriors load the bases. And the pitch on the way by Benavidez, that's high ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Okamoto singled her last time up. One out safety in the fourth. The 2-0 pitch on the way, and she lifts the ball in the air just behind the second base bag. There for the catch is Teresa Holsinger, two down. Big out there. Could have easily been an infield fly. I don't believe it was called, however. But it is the second out of the inning. Stepping up is Hannah Brummett. She was hit by a pitcher last time up. First pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. Hannah is 0-1 in the ball game. She popped to first in the second inning. 1-0 pitch on the way. And that misses ball two, two balls and no strikes. Sales 8. Myra Cooley Hartline, no score. Bases loaded, two out. Last of the fifth inning. And the pitch by Benavidez. Jammed her and she trickles it foul down the right side. That's 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Brummett. And the pitch, the 2-1, is fouled back to the screen, and it's 2-2. Nice job by Benavidez battling back. Bergen is the runner at third. Bayless at second. Brink at first. Two out. A 2-2 count. 2-2 pitch on the way. It's popped up right side. Shallow right field, and the ball is caught by Ortuño to retire the side. Again, the tight rope walk by Benavidez, but she is able to get herself out of trouble. Bases loaded, one out, and the Warriors do not score. And after five innings of play, DeSales 8. Elmira Cooley Hartline, no score. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
There's plenty of hardware to be found at L&G Ranch Supply True Value, but you'll also find premium dog food from Science Diet and Diamond Natural at L&G. Plus, the finest livestock feed is flying off the shelves at L&G. Payback Feed from CHS provides the consistency, safety, and assurance you need for your livestock. And as a Wilbur Ellis outlet, L&G Ranch Supply also carries the finest crop protection and plant nutrition products available. L&G Ranch Supply True Value, 2930 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again, the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima. I'm Roy Elia. We go to the half of the sixth inning. The Sales leading Elmira Cooley Hartline by a score of 8-0. And we're going to have a pinch hitter for the Irish. It's going to be Priyasina Romady. The first pitch to her is a called strike. 0-1. She is hitting for Perez. Next pitch to her is low. 1-1. And the next pitch, that's a called strike. And the count is 1-2 on Romadip. And the next one from Komodo is strike 3. 1 down in the top of the 6th. Back to the top of the order for Teresa Holsinger. She has 2 hits in the game. She has scored twice. Okamoto's pitch. Teresa takes it low. 1-0. Nice crowd of Irish partisans. We noted that earlier. Among those in attendance, Mark and Kathy Lindgren. Next pitch. This is 2. 2-0. Of course, their son Brian, what a fabulous career he had at DeSales, both on the gridiron and on the diamond. Now an assistant coach at Stanford University. Next pitch is fouled down the left side. Grounded down the left side. It's 2-1. 2-1 on Teresa Holsinger. 1 out, nobody on. We're in the top of the 6th inning. DeSales 8. The Myra Cooley Heartline, no score. Pitch on the way to Holsinger. Takes it high. 3. 3-1. Ryan Lindgren, one amazing quarterback. Also had a great career at the University of Idaho. The pitch to Holsinger lifted in the air, left center field. Camping under and making the catch is Brink. 2 down. Teresa got the pitch she wanted, just got under it. Here is Addie Mason. Mason the batter. She scored a run in this game. She was 1 of 4 Irish to score in the first inning. In the first pitch, a ball. It's 1-0. 1-0. And the next pitch on the way from Okamoto. That's high ball 2. 2-0. Irish 8. Warriors nothing. 2 out, nobody on. We're in the top half of the 6th inning. And the 2-0 pitch. The inside corner for strike 1. 2-1. And the winner of this game will play for 3rd and 4th place. A little bit later on this afternoon. And the 2-1 pitch on its way. Big swing and the ball off of the shortstop Bayless. A hard hit on the part of Mason, and she is aboard with 2 out. And stepping up to bat is Rosalind Block. She is 1 for 3. She singled and scored in the first, flew out to left field in the third, and grounded to third in the 5th. And the pitch, there's a strike. Nice breaking ball on the part of Okamoto. 0-1. Okamoto, picture of concentration, her 0-1 pitch. And the pitch gets away from the catcher, Brummett. Down to second goes Mason. 1-1 is the count on Rosalind Block. Irish looking to add to an 8-0 cushion here in the 6th. And the ball bounced up the middle and goes off of the shortstop Bayless into shallow center field. And coming around to score is Mason to make it a 9-0 ball game in favor of the Irish. So Block puts the ball in play. The ball just past the pitcher Okamoto. And then mishandled by the shortstop Bayless, the ball trickling into left center field. And Mason able to score. Pitching the way to Donnelly. Here's a throw through to second base. And the steal attempt is successful for Roslyn Block. Block steals second. Lindley Donnelly singled and scored her last time up. That's in the fifth inning. And the pitch, it's high. I believe the count is 2 balls and no strikes. It is. Suspicion confirmed by the home plate umpire. 2-0 on Donnelly. And Okamoto's 2-0 pitch. Hit to the right side and foul. Out of play. It's 2-1. Couple of balls and a strike on Lindley Donnelly. Here's the 2-1 pitch from Okamoto. It's low and to the backstop. Going to third is Block. The count runs to 3 balls and 1 strike on Lindley Donnelly. Right-handed hitter facing a right-handed pitcher, and the delivery to Donnelly is high for ball four. Runners now at the corners, but two out. Here's Matty Ortuño, who has scored twice. She is officially 1-for-2 in the ball game. Block at third, Donnelly at first. By Okamoto. There for a strike, 0-1. And the next pitch. The 0-1. Lifted in the air on the infield. Ball going to bounce away from the second baseman, Roberts. And everybody is safe. How about that, sports fans? Ortuño with an infield single. Block scores, and it's 10-0 in favor of the Irish. Donnelly moves to second. Here's Peyton Benavidez. That pitch to the backstop. Runners will move up. A base apiece. 1-0. 1 ball, no strikes. On Peyton Benavidez. 10-0 to Sales. 2 on, 2 out here in the sixth inning. Top half. Benavidez grounds the ball up the middle into center field. 1 run is in. Will a second run come in? It will. And the throw gets away from Okamoto. The throw from the outfielder Brink. And taking second base on the play is Peyton Benavidez. The Irish lead 12-0. 2-run single for Benavidez.
Left fielder, Myra Rodriguez.
Rodriguez stands in. Scorebook getting messier by the second. The pitch. And Rodriguez hits one into right field. And that's going to get down for a base hit. Here comes Benavidez. Throw to second, and it's not in time. A double for Rodriguez, scoring Peyton Benavidez. DeSales with 5 runs in the inning, all with 2 out and nobody on. And the Irish lead is now 13-0. Sound familiar, Irish Nation? Well, it should, because that was the score of yesterday's quarterfinal game. The Irish defeating Wilbur Creston Keller by a 13-0 count. Jaden Tompkins is going to pinch hit.
Next batter for the Fighting Irish, number 10, Jaden Tompkins.
She'll be the ninth Irish hitter in the inning. She'll bounce one to the left side. It is bobbled by the shortstop, Bayless. Throw to first is not in time. It's going from bad to worse for the Warriors. Rodriguez to third on the play.
Number four,
Cristino Ramadan. Yeah, Ramadan, who started the sixth inning by striking out, steps up to the plate, and she makes contact, hits the ball to the left side. Throw to first is in time. Nice play by Bayless. Nice throw to Mallory Isaac at first. And Ramadan is retired 6-3, but a very good inning for the Irish. Irish put five more up on the board and will take a 13-0 lead to the bottom of the sixth inning. We'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha,
KHSS2,
LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Go to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Yakima. I'm Roy Elia, the DeSales Irish, leading Elmira Cooley Heartline 13-0. Irish scoring five times in the sixth inning on three hits. There were four Warrior errors, and the Irish stranded two. No balls and one strike to count on Emma Brummett, leading off the last half of the sixth. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike, and the count is 0-2. Emma Brummett fouling off the first pitch from Peyton Benavides. Been a tough day for the Warriors. Let's look at the fifth inning. No runs on three hits. Next pitch foul tipped at the plate. The count remains 0-2. Defensively for the Irish, Tompkins now at third base. And a ball hit to the right side. Passed. Actually snagged by Mason, but in foul territory. Still 0-2. No balls, two strikes on Emma Brummett. And the pitch fights it off, hits it foul right side. Still 0-2. Sports activity on Memorial Day in the Walla Walla Valley, the Mack High baseball team. Got a Milton Freewater. Going to have a state playoff game at Murr Sports Park at 3:30. Count is 1-2 as Brummett takes an 0-2 delivery. Benavidez out of the strike zone. And the 1-2 pitch is hit in the left center field. That is down for a base hit. And they go for extra bases, and it will. A leadoff double for Emma Brummett. Sticking out the bat very nicely indeed. And she is on with a leadoff double. And that'll bring up Peyton Roberts. Struck out twice in the ball game, leading off the third, and was the second out in the fourth. And the pitch by Benavidez is high. One ball, no strikes. The Irish, should they hang on to this 13-0 lead? The next pitch is swung on and missed, and it's 1-1. We'll play Colton, third and fourth place game a little bit later on here at the Gateway Sports Complex. That game will be played on field number 4. 1-1 pitch. That's low ball 2, 2 balls and 1 strike. So we will have a short post-game show, and then we will hustle over, waddle over if we have to field 4, get set up for that broadcast as the next pitch is hit to the right side. Donnelly ranging to her left, unable to come up with the ball. That's going to be an infield hit for Roberts. Down to third goes Emma Brummett. Another threat for the Warriors. Runners at first and third with nobody out. And that'll bring up Savannah Monson, who reached on obstruction in the third inning, struck out in the fourth. Pitch to her is swung on and missed. Throw down to second base. In with a slide is Roberts. Stolen base for Roberts. The count 0-1 on Monson. The 0-1 pitch by Benavidez is high. 1-1. The Ferraros in attendance. The Blocks in attendance. Jim and Kathy Owsley in attendance. 1-1 pitch. That misses inside. Ball 2. 2-1. At the moment, Irish Eyes are smiling. Sails up 13-0. ACH runs at second and third, nobody out. As the next pitch is fouled back to the backstop, it's 2-2. 2-2 on Savannah Monson, Warriors' third baseman. Peyton Benavidez, 2-2 pitch. Popped up, back and out of play. At the moment, Benavidez has given up 7 hits. Given up 5 in the last inning plus. 2-2 pitch on the way, and that's fouled to the right-hand side, off the screen. And it's still 2-2. A good at-bat for Monson. Danny Isaac is on deck. And the pitch by Benavidez. Swung on and missed for strike 3. In on the hands, cut on and missed by Monson for the first out of the inning. 4th strikeout in the game for Peyton Benavidez. 2-1, 1-out. Here's Danny Isaac. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. 0-1. Isaac is 0-2. She flew out to center field in the third and popped to second in the fifth. And the pitch by Benavidez hit in the air to left field. There is Rodriguez. Rodriguez makes a juggling catch out there. And runners will move up. It's going to be a sacrifice fly for Isaac. Nice poise on the part of Rodriguez on that fly ball. Just a bit of a juggle, but she's able to secure the ball for the second out of the inning. And a sacrifice fly for Isaac to make it a 13-1 ball game. And now Coach Pat Wall talking things over with the home plate umpire, wondering if perhaps the runners left a little early, because there was a slight juggle on the part of Rodriguez out in left field. Let's see if Coach Wall.
Well, stick it behind me here, okay? I said,
gets the decision he likes. Yeah, he just wanted to point out a thing or two and goes back to the first base dugout. And the first pitch to Berget is a ball, 1-0. On that fly ball, Roberts moved to third. The run is home. And here is a liner into right field for a base hit. In to score is Roberts, and we have a 13-2 ball game in favor of the Irish. Two runs in here in the bottom of the sixth. And the pitch on the way, swung on and missed. 0-1 is the count on Bayless. A couple of tallies here for the Warriors. They now trail 13-2. And the pitch on the way by Benavidez is lined into center field. That's a base hit. Runner looking to go to third. The throw to third hits her. And on the play, advancing to second base is Bayless. Runners now at second and third with two out. And stepping up to the plate is Maddie Brink. So a single for Bayless. And she goes to second on the throw to third. Bergen around to third. Here's Brink. The pitch misses. One ball, no strikes. Irish trying to end this game on the run rule. Warriors trying to stay alive. The pitch popped up right side. Calling off everyone is Holsinger. She goes into the second base area, calls off Donnelly, and that will be that. Couple of runs scored by ACH in the bottom of the sixth inning. Couple of runs on four hits. Irish did not commit an error. And a couple of runners were left stranded. Our final score, DeSales 13 and Elmira Cooley Heartline 2. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Irish Radio. 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory
Alpha, LLC. Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back at the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima, I'm Roy Elia, the DeSales Irish. Moving on to the third and fourth place game in the Class 1B State Softball Championship for 2026. The Irish, in a consolation contest, a loser-out contest, defeat Elmira Cooley Heartline by a score of 13-2. Final line score in the ball game: 4 DeSales, 13 runs, 10 hits, and 1 error. The Irish stranded 5. For Elmira Cooley Heartline, 2 runs, 9 hits, 9 errors, and the Warriors stranded 10. That's the good news for Irish Nation. The bad news is, in the top of the fifth inning, Elmira Cooley Heartline, the Warrior baseball team, leading DeSales by a score of 7-2. Good news for Irish Nation. The DeSales softball team will play one more time in this 2026 season in the third and fourth place game against a familiar foe, the Colton Wildcats. And we're going to sign off for just a few minutes while we transition from field number two to field number four to bring you that contest for third and fourth place in this 2026 Class 1B State Softball Tournament. Quick thank yous to go out. All the good people in Walla Walla Catholic Schools, including Principal John Lesko and Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine. Also a thank you to Rod Fazzari, our in-studio engineer, for a fine job. And, of course, want to thank all the sponsors. And we want to thank all of you for tuning in on this Saturday afternoon, this Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. So in just a few minutes, we'll be back with you for more DeSales softball action. The Irish, in just a few minutes, will be taking on the Colton Wildcats for third and fourth place in this Class 1B State Softball Tournament. So for now, we're going to say goodbye from Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima. I'm Roy Elia telling you the DeSales Irish are victorious. Keep their season alive, defeating ACH. Irish 13, the Warriors 2. We'll be back in just a few minutes right here on your home for Irish radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.